The School of Night, Creeping Terror, by Justin Richards, read by Toby Longworth. Chapter 1. They were lost. It was getting dark, and the ghosts were leaving town. A long line of them, pale in the dying light of the sun, walked towards the car. One man pushed a wheelbarrow laden with boxes. Another was carrying his small daughter. A woman held the hands of two toddlers, their faces smudged and indistinct. All of them looked grim and resigned.
"Who are they all?"
Tommy wondered out loud.
"What's that?" his dad said, oblivious to the figures. "Did you see someone?"
Usually the ghosts were not as distinct. Usually they were just vague shapes, and Tommy had to use his mobile phone to see them properly. The special phone he'd been given when he joined the extra maths group. They did some maths, just to keep up the pretense. But the three gifted students were actually learning all about the ghosts and demons, the grotesques and the spirits. Their tutor, Mr. Fothergill, worked for the School of Night.
"It's nothing," Tommy said. "Nobody. Have you worked out where we are yet?"
His dad sighed.
"Well, somewhere between Bournemouth and Wareham, I think. We must reach a main road, or at least a signpost soon."
Tommy nodded. Dad had been saying that for nearly half an hour. Making sure it was angled so Dad couldn't see the screen, Tommy flipped open his phone. The last few figures walking along the side of the road shimmered and glowed on the screen, their features sharper and more focused, their auras clearly visible like white halos. Then the road was empty again. In the distance there was something else. Another faint.